Welcome to episode 54 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to get personal and talk about what I learned from recently breaking my elbow. Let's dive in. Over the last couple of years, I've had the incredible opportunity to be trained by an elite athletic trainer. So every week, Eric Ludi, a good friend of mine, and myself will go down and we'll be trained by a man by the name of Aaron Vogel. Just an incredible, wonderful man of God, and truly has a phenomenal philosophy in terms of the body and health and athletics in light of the Bible. Well, over the last couple of years, you know, I've taken my chills and spills and twisted my ankle and that kind of stuff. But about a week and a half ago, we were down at the workout and we're all excited and, you know, we're getting into the warm-up, and Aaron had us split into several different stations, and my station just so happened to be box jumps. Now, I don't mind box jumps. They're actually kind of fun in some weird way. And the warm-up was basically, instead of just bouncing on a box that's about a foot and a half, 2 feet off the ground, Aaron wanted me to kind of bounce over it. So I kind of jump up on top and don't spend a lot of time on the top of the box. I just kind of jump and then bounce over it. Well, I was bounding over it for a while, and we were about ready to switch our warm-up stations. And I was thinking, all right, I'll just do this one more time. And so here I go, I leap, and well, my toe clipped the top of the box. And rather than abounding, I fell. And I landed on my wrist, and my glasses flew off, and I kind of landed on the ground going, whoa, that was not what I was planning on doing. And I got up, and Aaron ran over, and he was checking my wrist and moving my arm around, making sure I was okay. And he says, well, hey, let's just pray for it, which I thought was really good. And after praying for it, he says, well, take it easy, but if you want to finish the workout, you're more than welcome to. Well, we finished the warm-up, and we actually got into the workout. And I did do the workout, though I will say it was rather limited, since my left arm that I fell on was just really tight and sore. And so I didn't use it very much. Therefore, I was very limited on what I could do. Well, I got home after the workout and I iced my hand for about 2 hours and went to a meeting. And that afternoon, I just began to realize, boy, my hand and my arm is just really sore. I could barely move it, and I had pain shooting up my arm. And granted, I was laughing a lot. It was just one of those days where I was just like, Jesus, I trust you, and I don't want it broken, but man, I'm trusting you through this process. Well, after my meeting, I said, you know what? I feel like I should just get an x-ray, and Aaron agreed. He thought it would be good to rule out a fracture. So I headed over to an urgent care and walked in, and I, in a weird way, I was actually kind of delighted. It was the first time in well over a decade that I'd ever been to the doctor's office. So here I was, and I was joking around with the staff, and the nurse came in and was checking my blood pressure, which she said was beautiful, which I got really excited, but she did clarify that she wasn't talking about me, but it was just my blood pressure, which did hurt my feelings just a little bit. But the doctor came in and he's moving things around. He says, well, we're going to have to, yeah, I think x-rays would be a smart idea. So he takes me into the x-ray room, and the x-ray technicians were, you know, moving me around and said, all right, can you do this? And I kind of smiled and said, no, I can't do that. And this is, well, hey, could you put your arm this way? And I smiled. I said, that's why I'm here. I can't do this stuff. And so I was laughing quite a bit, but they made me a little contortionist, and they had me, you know, move my elbow here and put my arm down here and twist it this way. And well, eventually we had the x-rays, and the doctor was looking at it, and he says, well, your wrist, the good news is your wrist looks fine. However, you fractured your elbow, and therefore we're going to have to put it in a temporary cast, and then we'll have you come back on Monday, and we'll have to do some diagnosis. And so they took me to the casting room, and it was this one of these temporary casts where they drench it in water, and as it dries, it hardens. So they wrapped it on my arm, and they put the tape around it to hold it in place, and they sent me on my way. Now, I got to my car, and I was putting my sling on, so I was resting my arm on top of my leg just to give it some support. And I finally get my arm in the sling, and I look down, and lo and behold, I forgot that my arm was still drenched with water. And it literally sopped through the tape and went all the way through the sling and went down and just drenched my Levi's. So I looked down, and not only brought to this place of humility with my arm and a cast and a sling, but now it looks like I have bladder issues. And so I'm sitting in the car, and I just start laughing and laughing and laughing. I think I probably was there for 5 minutes. Tears were just streaming down my face. I just thought this was the most funny thing, largely in part because I had to go to a store afterwards. And here I am walking to the store, not only humiliated with my arm, but my bladder, my apparent bladder issues. Well, I went back and had my arm checked out on Monday. And the good thing was I didn't have to have a permanent cast, which just delighted me to no end, in large part because I'm leading a trip to Israel in March. And I didn't want to have to travel around with this huge cast. And they said they didn't have to amputate, which that excited me as well. I had to wear the temporary cast for a couple more days, and they wanted to take it off because they said that the elbow apparently is one of those bones where it actually doesn't need a cast to heal properly. In fact, they said if I left it in the cast, there's a good chance that my elbow would lock up and I wouldn't be able to straighten my arm out at all. And so they've had me doing a whole bunch of physical therapy stuff to get my arm moving and flexing. And though I have very little grip strength in my left hand, I've been noticing that God is just doing some neat healing and allowing my arm to move more than it ever has, at least in this last week and a half. Well, I tell you all that to share five things that God's been teaching me over this last week and a half as I've been working through this problem with my arm. So number one is the idea of patience. Now, patience is one of those interesting things where, you know, we know it's a fruit of the Spirit. And every time we come to God and say, God, teach me patience, you know what he's going to do. There's a good chance that afternoon you're going to find yourself in a traffic jam. Because the best way, maybe the only way to learn patience properly, is that you have to demonstrate patience. You have to have opportunity to be patient. And for me and my arm, not being able to do hardly anything, that was such a learning curve of patience afresh. I tend to live on a go, 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 go kind of a lifestyle. And, you know, I'm either doing stuff with the school or doing things with this ministry or, you know, working on my Deeper Christian website stuff. And I mean, I'm just in a constant go, which I absolutely love. I really, truly love my life and even the fullness of it. But it's interesting that when I was in the temporary cast and even now that I don't have the cast and I just have very little grip strength, I have to be patient. I've had to slow down. I've had to, you know, be calm. I've had to be content not getting as much stuff done. And it's actually been really, really good for me. So God has been teaching me a new level of patience over this last week and a half, which has just been tremendous. Another thing that God's been just pressing me in afresh is this idea of dependency. Now, I talk about dependency all the time and how we were literally made to be dependent upon God. But something that God has just been refreshing in my life this last week and a half is how much we need the body of Christ, that we are called to live in dependency upon one another, that we are members of one body, and therefore we need each other. And there's been so many times over this last little season that I just can't do certain things. For example, I was on campus today and we were moving some tables and chairs and I couldn't do it. I only had one hand and it just wasn't enough to do what needed to get done. And so I was just sitting there and cheering everyone on and saying, thank you, thank you. But I was limited. And I just realized how important the body of Christ is. And just how blessed I am to have people around me who are seeking the very same thing, that their focus is on Jesus Christ and they're willing to serve and pour their life out for each other. Boy, that has been so delightful for me. And it's also been very humbling in some ways because I don't like to ask for help. We live in a very self-sufficient society here in America. And a lot of times our Christianity has become, well, no, I can do it all myself. And we forget that we need the body, which has been a wonderful reminder that God's been revealing afresh in my life. Something else that I've been learning is just how good rest is. Because I live a busy life, I don't often take a lot of time for rest. And so now that my body is needing extra rest to heal properly, I found myself saying, you know what? It's actually okay to take a nap. It's great to rest once in a while. And God has been rejuvenating my soul. And it's just been a wonderful time of just basking and resting and rejuvenating, even in the midst of a very busy season. Something else that God's been teaching me is just finding tremendous laughter and joy despite difficulties. Now, I laugh all the time regardless. I find myself chuckling everywhere I go. In fact, when I used to have roommates, they used to make fun of me because I'd be getting ready in the morning or whatever. And I just, you know, little things just make me laugh. And I just take great delight in life. And it's been fun how, you know, even on the day that I hurt my elbow, you know, I decided I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to be stressed out. Hey, I'm not going to be concerned. I'm going to see this as an adventure. I'm going to see this as an opportunity to put my trust in God, and I'm going to laugh about things. And there's been a lot of opportunity for laughter. It's just amazing how often you need two hands to do a lot of things in life. And so just the fact that I can't open a water bottle properly and I have to put it between my legs just to hold it so I can unscrew a top. And I mean, I just been laughing at the little things and finding myself finding joy and delight in God despite the pain and despite the difficulties. Another thing that I've just been learning through this whole process is actually that it can be a benefit to have a temporary cast and to have pain. See, everywhere I went, everyone was saying, "Wow, what happened to you?" But it gave me an opportunity to talk about Jesus. That, yeah, in the midst of the difficulty, wow, in the midst of the pain, I have a great God. God is so good and He is so faithful and He's filled my life with joy and laughter. And it literally became a testimony and a witness everywhere I went. Well, no doubt God's going to continue teaching me a lot of things in the days to come as I continue to heal and grow. But can I just encourage you? Despite whatever circumstance you have, no matter what the pain may be, and whatever the challenges that you're facing, would you let God teach you something in the midst of it? Would you find joy and delight in your circumstance? Would you remember that God is good, that He's working all things to our benefit, to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, that He is delighting in using you in a phenomenal way in this situation? It's not that He removes the situation, but He wants to give you a brand new focus in the midst of it, which is Him. What would happen in every circumstance, in every situation, He could be our focus? What if we could find delight in Him? What if we can express our trust in Him? Over the last week, as pain would shoot up my arm on occasion, I took every time that happened and just said, "Jesus, wow, I love You." And a lot of times it came out as like, oh, Jesus, I love You. Jesus, I love You. But it was just a reminder that when my arm would say, "Hi, I'm here still," that it was a reminder to turn my gaze upon God and say, "Wow, You are so good. You are so faithful. And I love You." Would you do that as well? Would you take your circumstances in your life, allow your circumstances to press you more into Jesus Christ? Well, thanks for listening to this rather odd, personal, quirky episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/54 for episode number 54. And until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.